going to be taking a bit of a turn, I guess, from my usual femdom content, because at the moment I am feeling quite a bit subby, which isn't a really common occurrence, but as I've said before, when I get a little tired, I get subby, so I am a little sleepy, and this is kind of embarrassing, because I don't usually talk about being subby, submissive, but, I'm just grinding on my pillow. I don't sleep on this pillow. I've used this one specifically for grinding, so yeah, I don't want to cross-contaminate my pillows. That would be gross, but I'm just grinding on a pillow. No toys. Not this time. Or maybe if this goes on for too long. But yeah, no toys this time. I just want someone that's bigger. Sorry, you can't really hear me. Someone that's bigger than me. Because I do have quite the size kink. I'm not the smallest or the biggest person. I'm really average, so I just want someone that's bigger than me in bed with me right now, and for the most part, just holding me close so I feel safe in their arms, and it's warm, and I can lay my head against their chest. I don't have a preference for male or female. It doesn't really matter to me right now, just someone that fits the description. Big, warm, cuddly. I really like outer course or grinding, dry humping. I really like it. So I just kind of want to be wrapped up in their arms, and I have their thigh between mine. They let me grind on it. Just rubbing myself back and forth. And sometimes they flex their thigh for a little extra something to add to the experience, to add to the mix. And they're kissing me, and I've got their hand caressing my hair. Not too much, though. Not too much. And they're just telling me how much of a good girl I am. Oh, I really have a praise kink, too. Something about being called a good girl just does things to me. Oh, where did I leave off at? Just petting me and praising me, and maybe they let out a little chuckle because of how wet I am on their thigh. That would be embarrassing, but I wouldn't even be able to deny how much I like hearing it. I just want somebody to hold me. I think a big unrealistic fantasy of mine is someone's hands. They can fit both of their hands all the way around my waist, like they're touching their fingers on the opposite hand. It's not so much bigger than me they are, but I know that'll never happen, but I still very much like having my hips grab, and they just pull me back and forth against their thigh, push me down, so I get some more stimulation. And maybe halfway through they'll take two fingers and put them in my mouth and press against my tongue and let me suck on their fingers. I have a bit of an oral fixation, so I like having things in my mouth, and it's not exclusive to, like, oh, you have an oral fixation, that must mean you like to suck dick. Because dicks aren't my favorite thing to suck on, we could just say that, but I really like the idea of someone's fingers in my mouth and they're playing with my tongue and I get to suck on them a bit. I can't really do much with my own fingers, that's why I like getting fingered so much, because I've kept my nails long for years, just about, so I can't exactly finger myself, even when I do trim my nails a bit, because they're still too long, so I've always relied on another set of hands to help me out with that, so it was just, maybe they'll reach their hand around behind my ass and just dip their fingers inside of me. They take them out and they see how wet it is and they I just want someone I can bury my face in their chest. And just drag my clit against their thigh. That's so hot. And the whole time in there telling me how good of a girl I am. How good I am for them. How pretty I look. And oh. And I'm not opposed to getting fucked. Oh, I'm soppy. I just, in general, I don't like the idea of being, of getting fucked, because it's just, it doesn't really fit with, I guess, my style of domination, but, as you can clearly tell, I'm not feeling too dominant at the moment, so, if I just kind of lift my leg over their hips, and just, whether it's a strap or their dick, I don't care, just tease me with it, just a bit, press the tip against my clit, and they don't go in, but I make sure that I'm aware that they're hard and that they're ready for me. Stick a couple fingers, not too many, just two. Those fingers there is already sucking on me. Just slip those into me and, oh, tell me how warm and tight I am. I figure I'm ready, or when I get impatient, I finally just they only just slip a little bit of the tip in, not the whole thing, just the head, just the head. Kiss my entrance, so to speak. And eventually, they slowly, almost painfully slowly, work the rest of them inside of me. And I don't really like dicks on the bigger side, size to say. I'm more of a girth over length kind of person, so usually the shorter dicks just do the trick for me. I don't need a lot, but you know, I wouldn't be opposed to being filled up almost to the point where it hurts, and not quite there yet. You press into my stomach, saying, "I'm right here. Can you feel me?" And I most certainly can feel them. Oh. takes their other hand while they're just slowly fucking into me. They take it and they rub my clit. Just some extra stimulation. I'm never opposed to extra stim. I don't want this to turn into another 55-minute ramble fap, so I'm gonna try to speed things up a bit with my handy dandy vibrator. I wouldn't say that. I used to say that I really like overstim, but once I got this new toy, I realized I wouldn't be able to handle that unless I was not by myself. I can't overstimulate myself, I'll say that, but edging has kind of become a new fan favorite for me. It's much easier than an overstim. It's like a game of hot potato. You gotta pull away just in time, or else you get a ruined orgasm, and that's never fun. That's never fun. Mm-hmm. I'm so close. Please.